Blog Talk Radio.
Because to those that God loves, he promises
a lot. And, you know, we want to be faithful encouraged and to know that our Elohim is with us if we're doing those things that he wants us to do. You know, it has never been a doubt in my mind that what the Most High promises that he will deliver on, you know, that is just, for me, it's just a given. He is faithful to his word. So we're going to be doing the promises of Yah today. Okay. And what I want the ladies to cover their heads. Men, uncover your heads. Let's do our statement of faith. I think after I do this precept, I'm just going to go and go to bed. It's been one of those weeks. But we want to be faithful to the Most High Elohim. And let's start off, before we even do this, let's start off and summon the Most High, as he said, in his feast days and in his new moons and in his Sabbaths. If we blow the shofar, he will come. Amen, 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 amen. Ladies, cover your head. Men, uncover your head. Let us turn toward the east, toward Jerusalem. And if anybody's having a hard time hearing me, if you will press the number one, I'll see if what I can do to make it better. Not a whole lot that I can do until I put my permanent phone back in here. I was saving a faith. I believe that all scripture is given by the inspiration of Elohim and is profitable for doctrine, and for reproof, and for correction, for instruction in righteousness according to 2 Timothy chapter 3, verse 16. I believe all holy men must be inspired and directed by the Spirit of Yah, according to 2 Peter chapter 1, verse 20 through 21. I believe there is one Elohim according to Deuteronomy chapter 6 and verse 4. I believe that Yeshua is the manifest Son of Yah, according to Luke chapter 1, verse 35. I believe I am a new covenant child of Yah, according to Hebrews chapter 8 and verse 10. I believe I am of the royal priesthood, according to 1 Peter chapter 2 and verse 9. I believe I am chosen and directed by Yah, according to Ephesians chapter 1 and verse 4. I believe I am a child of God and of the seed of Abraham, according to Galatians chapter 3, verse 26 through 29. I can do all things through Christ which strengthens me, according to Philippians chapter 4 and verse 13. Let us hear the conclusion of the whole matter. It is my whole duty to fear God and keep his commandments, according to Ecclesiastes chapter 12 and verse 13. Let us raise holy hands to the Most High. Let us give the Most High a hand clap of praise first on this His day, His Shabbat. Hallelujah. Thank you, God. 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 Thank you for thinking about us now through all eternity, Father. We give you glory, we give you honor, we give you praise because you are worthy of it, Father. You are worthy. Your word is sure. Your promises are sure. And Father, we just want to thank you today for allowing us to come and see another Shabbat. This is a Sabbath that we cannot see again, Father. And we just want to glorify you and lift you up and honor you in your day. Hallelujah. 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 Thank you, God. Thank you, God. Thank you, Father. Hallelujah. Glory to your name. Glory to your name. Glory to your name. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You are worthy. You're worthy. You're worthy. You're worthy, Elohim, of all the glory, all the honor, and all the praise. You are majesty among majesty. You are glory upon glory. Hallelujah, Father. And we just thank you today. Holy hands raised to the Most High Elohim. Heavenly Father, we thank you for your loving kindness and your tender mercy. We thank you for life and health and strength today. We thank you for the opportunity to once again come together and to break bread and to observe your Shabbat, a day of rest that you have ordained that your people should keep perpetually throughout all time. Father, we ask that you will forgive us our sins as we forgive those that have sinned against us. We ask that you lead us not into temptation, but that you deliver us from evil. We ask that you hold not the iniquity of our forefathers against us, for they are all gone by the way of the grave. And we are still yet here, seeking to keep your statutes, your laws, and your commandments in spirit and in truth. Father, you have said that your people Israel have done wickedly, and that we have walked contrary to you, and that you have walked contrary to us. You said, if we would but turn from our wicked ways and repent from our sins, and not complain about the punishment that you have placed upon your people Israel by scattering us throughout all the nations of the world, that you would once again turn your eyes and your ears toward us. So, Father, we acknowledge that we have walked contrary to you, and that we have done wickedness. And we, Father, we are repenting from our sins, and we're turning from our wicked ways, and we're seeking to walk in you, Father. And, Father, we won't complain about the punishment that you have placed upon us by scattering us throughout all the nations of the world. But this will be our testimony. This is what happens to you when you disobey the Most High Elohim. Father, we pray for Israel that is asleep, that you might wake them and give them an unction to come and keep your statutes, your laws, and your commandments. We pray for Israel that is awake, that you might give us a meek and a humble spirit, the spirit of love, for you are love. Now, Father, as we go to work in the vineyard, we ask that you would smile upon this work, that you would give us favor in all that you do, and that you would incline your ears unto our prayers and deliver us from this captivity. In Yeshua HaMashiach's precious name, I pray. Amen and amen. All right. The book of 1 Kings, book of 1 Kings, starting in 1 Kings chapter 8, starting in verse 46. If they, Israel, sin against thee, for there is no man that sinneth not, and thou be angry with them, and deliver them to the enemy, so that they carry them away captive, unto the land of the enemy, far or near. Yet if they shall bethink themselves in the land, whether they were carried captive, and repent, and make supplication unto thee in the land of them that carried them captive, saying, we have sinned. We have done perversely. We have committed wickedness. And so return unto thee with all their heart and with all their soul in the land of their enemies, which led them away captive, and pray unto thee toward their land, which thou gavest unto their fathers. The city which thou hast chosen, and the house which I have built for thy name. Then hear thou their prayer and their supplication in heaven, thy dwelling place, and maintain their cause. and forgive thy people that have sinned against thee, and all their transgressions wherein they have transgressed against thee, and give them compassion before them who carried them captive, that they may have compassion on them. For they be thy people and thine inheritance, which thou broughtest forth out of Egypt from the midst of the furnace of iron, that thine eyes may be open unto the supplication of thy servant, unto the supplication of thy people Israel, to hearken unto them in all that they call for unto thee. For thou didst separate them from among all the people of the earth to be thine inheritance, as thou spakest by the hand of Moses thy servant, when thou broughtest our fathers out of Egypt, O Yah, Elohim. Ecclesiastes chapter 12, verse 13 and 14. Let us hear the conclusion of the whole matter. Fear Elohim and keep his commandments, for this is the whole duty of man. For Elohim shall bring every work into judgment, with every secret thing, whether it be good or whether it be evil. May the Most High add a blessing to the reading, the hearing, the understanding, and the doing of his word. And Yeshua HaMashiach's precious name. Amen and amen. All right. For all whom Yah loves, these are his promises to us. And this is what we're going to be covering tonight. Whom he loves, these are his promises. Now, let's go to Proverbs chapter 8 and verse 17. Now, let's first find out who Yah loves. The book of Proverbs chapter 8 and verse 17. I love them that love me, and those that seek me early shall find me. This is who Yah loves, those that love him. How do you know that you love him? How do you show that? What does he look for? Let's go to the book of John, chapter 14. The book of John, chapter 14 and verse 15. Let's hear what Messiah said. John, chapter 14 and verse 15. If you love me, keep my commandments. So this is how we show that we love him. We obey. We are obedient. Then he loves us because we are obedient. And he promises those that love him and keep his commandments great things. Now, we've already talked, and I'm not going to bring this up tonight, but we've talked about the inheritance that you are already promised as a son or a child of the Most High. You can't get any greater promise than that. Okay? For me, there's no bigger encouragement than that. In all things, we are to depend upon him. But let's go to the book of Proverbs, no, the book of Psalms, chapter 86. The book of Psalms, chapter 86. Verse 5. Psalms 86 and 5. For thou, Yah, art good and ready to forgive and plenteous in mercy unto all them that call upon thee. He promises us that he will forgive us. He promises us that he will be merciful to us, whom he loves. We know in what vein we walk in that. We know that we can't be willfully sinning. We can't be doing certain things because we fall out of favor. But for those that he loves and we're walking right with him, he promises that he will forgive us. He promises that he will have plenteous mercy on us. He sort of looked at us with a Johnson eye. I love you, and I got you. I just want you to be obedient. I want you to obey what I say do. Let's go to Proverbs chapter, no, Psalm chapter, I don't know why I keep wanting to say Proverbs. Let's go to Psalm chapter 23. Psalms chapter 23, and we're just going to get verse 4 out of here. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil. Why? For thou art with me. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. Yah promises all those that love him that he will be with them and he will comfort them. He will be with us and comfort us. We just have to believe these things and know that no matter what we're going through, we are not to doubt with any bit of doubt, whatever it is we're going through, he's going to be with us. And he's going to comfort us in it, and he's going to deliver us. Let's go to Psalms 50 and 15. The book of Psalms, chapter 50. We're just going to get verse 15. Because he also promises to deliver us out of everything. Psalms 50 and 15. And call upon me in the day of trouble. I will deliver thee, and thou shalt glorify me. Forgive us, heal us, redeem us. Yah promises to do all these things. But he's going to first, he will deliver us. But he also will forgive us our trespasses. He will heal us. He promises to redeem us, to give us his love and compassion. He promises to satisfy all our desires. Let's get these verses. Go to the book of Psalms, chapter 103. Psalm chapter 103. Because we can live in these things. These are his promises to those that he loves and those that love him. Psalms 103, starting in verse 2. Bless Yah, O my soul, and forget not all his benefits, who forgiveth all thine iniquities, who healeth all thy diseases, who redeemeth thy life from destruction, who crowneth thee with loving kindness and tender mercy, who satisfies thy mouth with good things, so that thy youth is renewed like the eagle. So the Most High says, I will forgive you. I promise to forgive you. I promise to heal you. I promise to redeem you. I promise that I'm going to love you and have compassion on you. I promise that I will satisfy all your desires if you will but love me and depend upon me. Keep my commandments and I will do all these things for you. You don't have to worry. I will be your present help. He promises us, and this is the greatest one to me out of all the verses that I have about 80 verses, to give us his spirit. This is a promise, okay, to those that love him, who keep his commandments, who obey. Go to Matthew chapter 7. The book of Matthew chapter 7. We're going to start in verse 9. Just like, yeah, 9 through 11. The book of Matthew chapter 7. Verses 9 through 11. Or what man is it there of you whom if his son asks bread, will give him a stone? Or if he asks a fish, will give him a serpent? If you then, being evil, know how to give good gifts unto your children, how much more shall your heavenly Father, which is in heaven, give good things to them that ask him? And when we get that from the book of Luke, he says that if you ask him for his spirit, he promises to give it. If we have done what he said to do and we truly love him and he loves us, he will give us good things, the greatest being his spirit. He promises to give us wisdom. Go to the book of James, chapter 1. The book of James, chapter 1. And before we go to the book of James, I want to read this verse, but I should have read this verse and left it out. Let's go to 2 Corinthians, chapter 1, verse 20. The book of 2 Corinthians, and then we'll come back to James. The book of 2 Corinthians, chapter 1, verse 20. For all the promises of Elohim in him are yea, yes, and in him, amen. That means that, yes, they are affirmed, and amen, he's going to perform them. Unto the glory of Elohim by us. So all of his promises are yea and amen. So everything that we've read so far, we can say yea and amen to those. And everything else we're going to read to us, you can say yea or yes and amen to those. He's going to perform them. And he'll perform them for each and every one of us individually, and he'll perform them for us as a group. And so we have to understand to whom he loves, he promises, and his word is sure. We can walk in all of this. James chapter 1, verse 5. The book of James, chapter 1 and verse 5. If any of you lack wisdom, let him ask Elohim, that giveth to all men liberally, unbraideth not, and it shall be given him. So he promises us, hey, if we lack wisdom, if we can understand that we lack wisdom, we ask him, and he will give it to us liberally. We don't have to be unwise. We don't have to be stupid, even ignorant. All we have to do is go to Elohim, fall down on our knees, and he promises if we ask him, he will give us wisdom. And that's wisdom in everything. Everything you go to put your hand to, you want to know what's the best way to do it? You want to know how to go about doing it? Present it to the Most High and ask him. Ask him to show you how you should do it. Ask him to tell you what you should say or what you shouldn't say. Ask him for the wisdom. He promises to give it to us. Go to Psalms chapter 37, the book of Psalms. Chapter 37 and verse 4. Psalms chapter 37 and verse 4. Delight thyself also in Yah, and he shall give thee the desires of thine heart. Whatever it is you're desiring, you know not to desire stuff wicked, because that ain't happening, but you know what Yah is saying, whatever you desire, the good things. And if we are actually really focused on what we're supposed to be doing, if we're focused on our job, if we're focused on what he's called us to, especially all your desires of your heart for the kingdom, the work that you want to do, that you put in your heart that you want to offer up to the Most High as a work to him. But even the things that you want in this world, if you really desire them, he says, he will give you the desires of your heart if you delight yourself in him. That he is he's the one that makes you happy. He's the one that puts a smile on your face, a pep in your step. Delight yourself in him. Whatever we ask in his name, he promises to give to us. Whatever we ask in his name. So let's go to, let's start with the book of John, chapter 14. The book of John, chapter 14, verses 13 through 16. The book of John, chapter 14, verses 13 through 16. And whatsoever you shall ask in my name, that will I do, that the Father may be glorified in the Son. If you shall ask anything in my name, I will do it. If you love me, keep my commandments, and I will pray the Father, and he shall give you another comfort. He promises that he may abide with you forever. It's another promise of the Most High. I'll give you whatever you ask of. Messiah says, hey, if anything that you ask in my name, I will do it. I promise. A promise. He's not just saying something. If you love me, keep my commandments. And then we know the Most High says that he loves those that love him. So if you love me, keep my commandments. This is how I know that you love me. And I love you. And I first love you before you love me. But I love those who keep my commandments. And if you keep my commandments, I will pray the Father. And he will send you another comforter. The comforter, the Ruach HaKodesh. He promises that all we got to do is sincerely love him, not be feigning it, obeying his commandments and loving him, finding out all those things that please him. He says, in all these promises that I make you, you can walk assuredly in them. Let's reaffirm that in the book of Luke chapter 11, in the book of Luke, chapter 11. We're going to start in verse 9. The book of Luke, chapter 11, starting in verse 9 through 13. And I say unto you, ask, and it shall be given unto you. Seek, and you shall find. Knock, and it shall be opened unto you. For everyone that asks, receiveth. And he that seeketh, findeth. And to him that knocketh, it shall be opened. If a son shall ask bread of any of you that is a father, will you give him a stone? If you ask a fish, will he give you? If you ask a fish, will he for a fish give you a serpent? Or if you shall ask for an egg, will he offer him a scorpion? If then you, being evil, know how to give good gifts unto your children, how much more shall your heavenly Father give the Holy Spirit to them that ask him? This is a promise. All you got to do is ask. Ask in sincerity. Father, give me your spirit. I long to be united with you. I seek nothing more. Because there should be anything more important than this one. Out of all his promises. And this is this one promise of his spirit. Elevates you to sonship or childhood. Childship in him. Elevates you to Godhood. Gives you your citizenship in the kingdom. Gives you more excellent promises. Of all these promises, all of them are wrapped up in this. When the Most High gives you his spirit, all of these things will he do for you. Because he says, I'm giving you my spirit. I love you. So whatever we ask, now, we know if we're walking up right before him and we're doing the work that he's calling us to do, then the things that we ask for, they're going to be to the fulfilling of our job. We're not supposed to love money. We're not supposed to love the things of this world. So I guess those are the things you want. He will give them to you, but that may be your reward. If we are walking upright and we're loving him and we are wanting to please him, then we're going to want to do the work that he has assigned us to, and everything that we ask for to do kingdom business, he's going to give it to us. Let's go to the book of Romans, chapter 8. And I'm not spending a whole lot of time on these. We have a lot to cover. I want to cover them all in this precept. The book of Romans, chapter 8, verse 31 through 35. What shall we then say to these things? If Elohim be for us, who can be against us? If Elohim is for you, who can be against you? Nobody. He that spared not his own son, but delivered him up for us all, how shall he not with him also freely give us all things? Whatever we need, whatever we want. Who shall lay anything to the charge of Elohim's elect? It is Elohim that justifies. Who is he that condemns? It is Christ that died, yea, rather, that is risen again. Who is even at the right hand of Elohim, who also maketh intercessions for us? Who shall separate us from the love of Christ? Shall tribulation, distress, persecution, or famine, or nakedness, or peril, or sword? What would separate you from the love of Christ? What would make you not love him? What do you think would make him withdraw from you? He's saying none of these things will separate him from you. Would you let any of these things separate you from him? He says, I will give you what you ask, whatever you ask. Who's going to hold you accountable? Who's going to charge you but Christ? So don't worry about the world, what the world is saying. Don't worry about what your friends are saying. You just love Elohim and watch him love you. Verse 32 again. He that spared not his own son, if he spared not his own son, saying, what wouldn't I give to you? but deliver them up for us all. How shall he not with him also freely give us all things? So we're looking for things in this world. And your key to getting those things in this world is just love Elohim. Just love him and obey his commandments. He promises these things. You don't have to worry about it. He will deliver them to you. You be faithful. He promises to go before us in whatever we do and never to leave or forsake us. We just have to believe that Elohim, the creator of the universe, promises to go before us, go before you individually. Go to Deuteronomy chapter 31. Deuteronomy chapter 31. Let's get verse 8. And Yah, he it is that does go before thee. He will be with thee. He will not fail thee, neither forsake thee. Fear not, neither be dismayed. Don't be confused. Yah, our Elohim, whom he loves, he goes before them. Whom he loves, he will be with them. Who he loves, he will not fail them. Who he loves, he will not forsake them. It's a promise. He says, fear not. Don't have any fear about this. This is I spoke, and it is a promise. My word will not fail me. My word will not fail you. All you got to do is walk in it and believe. Understand, it has been written. It has been spoken. If you step into it, I won't leave you. I won't forsake you. I will be with you. I will go before you. He promises these things. And since he promised, his word cannot return back unto him void. In your life. So you should be highly encouraged that the Most High says, you know what? You belong to me. I love you. And for those whom I love, these are my promises to you, and I won't break them. The Most High promised us the good news of the gospel. Repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. He promises that this would be taught throughout all the nations of the world. He promises that to those that are here, they would receive this good news. Says he would mend broken hearts. And he would free people who are in captivity. Promises that his word cannot fail on. Let's go to Isaiah chapter 61. The book of Isaiah, chapter 61. We're just going to get verse 1. Isaiah chapter 61, verse 1. The Spirit of Yah Elohim is upon me, because Yah has anointed me to preach the good tidings unto the meek. He has sent me to bind up the brokenhearted, to proclaim liberty to the captive, and the opening of the prisons to them that are bound. It goes throughout all the other generations. These generations and the future generations, the past generations, to all that love him, to all that learn about him and learn to love him. He loves them. He promised, I'm going to mend your broken hearts. Come unto me, ye that are heavy laden, and give me your burden. Take on my yoke. My yoke is easy. I'll take all that stuff from you. And the mission I'm going to put you on is not going to be anything more than you can handle. See, the world will put on you and allow you to take on even more than you can handle, and a lot of people go under. They become broken. They become downtrodden. He says, my yoke is easy. I won't put any burden on you more than you can bear. Some of us can bear a lot of things. Some of us cannot. But he promised, I'm going to, this good news of the gospel, I'm going to mend your broken heart. I'm going to free those who are in captivity, in mental and spiritual and physical bondage. If you are a drug addict, you are in captivity. If you are fighting with sin, you are still in bondage to sin. He says, I came to set you free from that stuff. So if you believe in me, then whom I free is free indeed. And for all those that love me, this is a promise. I will do this for you. See, when we truly love somebody, and this is a good sign, a good measurement of love, when we love somebody, then we will do what it is to make them happy because we love them. And that don't say that we don't expect anything in return because, you know, a lot of people talk about unconditional love. That is rare. Unconditional love is very rare. Usually when people love, they want to be loved in return. The Most High is not any different. He first loved us. He says he first loved us before. While we were yet enemies, he loved us. But then to all those who heard the gospel or hear the gospel and come to him, and he redeems, he says, now, you're going into this pot that I love. I love these over here, but you are special. I love them, but I'm going to probably have to destroy them. But I promise you, because you love me, you return the love. They didn't return. They didn't acknowledge it. They didn't return. I love them, but my word is not going to return it to me void. It's going to destroy them. But you who love me and kept my commandments, these promises are to you, and they are sure. You're going to be healed. You're going to be broken free from all of this bondage, from every type of captivity. I will go before you. I will help you. I will be with you. I will guide your, I will guard your heart and your mind. Did you know that? The Most High will guard your heart and your mind if you love him. He promises to do that. In other words, I'm not going to even let you get in trouble. I will guard your heart and your mind. Philippians chapter 4, verse 6. The book of Philippians chapter 4 and verse 6. Be careful for nothing, but in everything, by prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, let your request be made known unto Elohim. And the peace of Elohim, which passes all understanding, shall keep your hearts and your mind through Yeshua HaMashiach. I'm going to keep your heart and your mind. That means I'm not going to let your mind stray off on you, on those things that would cause you to fall. I'm not going to let your heart be torn from you, that you would cause you to turn from me. I'm going to guard your heart. I'm going to keep it for you. I'm going to guard your mind. I'm going to keep them for you too. So as though none of these strange things come upon you, this is a promise. A promise. So, you know, we want to walk in these promises. We want to believe them. We want to walk in them. We want to know that because he loves us, his word cannot fail us. And because we love him, his word will not fail us. It is a grievous thing when you just think about, if I'm disobedient, my disobedience is really saying that I don't love the Most High. Then why should he love me? Because see, we want unconditional love from the Most High. This is what people want, unconditional love from him. But what did he say? I love them that love me. This is who I'm looking for. I don't want a lopsided relationship. You want everything from me, but don't want to give me nothing. I love them that love me. And all those that love me, I'm going to, these are my promises to them. I promise you this. When the Most High promises, you can cut it as a done deal. They shouldn't even be thinking about, you know, no thinking about, are you going to do that? Are you still going to do that? I said I would do it. It's promised. It's done. You just need to wait on the promise. You need to watch it manifest in your life. And it will probably not come the way that you want it to come. But when it comes, it will be perfect, and it will be better than what you desire. Be better than what you desire. Most times I say, you know, I understand that this life can be sorrowful. It can be painful. People aren't always good. And sometimes you have to go through some things, but I'll give you rest from it. I won't stress you out to the point that you doubt. See, that doubt has to already be there. Because if you really believe the Most High, he's saying doubt for nothing. So if you ask for it, don't doubt that you're going to receive it. Keep praying for it, don't doubt that you're going to receive it. If there's you doubt, you ain't going to get it. Just doubting for nothing, I will give you rest. Matthew chapter 11. The book of Matthew chapter 11, verse 28 and 29. Matthew chapter 11, verse 28 and 29. Come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. This is a promise. I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn of me, for I am meek and lowly in heart. The Most High says, I'm not trying to be puffed up around you. I'm really a very meek and lowly in heart Elohim. But I don't want you to take that, you know, you're my creation. You can just treat me just any way you want to treat me because don't take my meekness and my lowly in heart as being weakness. Don't take it for a weakness. For I am meek and lowly in heart, and you shall find rest unto your soul. Sometimes I'm not trying to stress you out. I'm not trying to be all puffed up and everything. You need to know who I am so that you can fear me properly, because that is just the way it just naturally is. You should fear me. I'm low and I'm meek, but you know what? There's just some things I don't play. And I don't have to be all puffed up and proud for those things. I have rules, and I have protocols, and I have standards. And just by virtue of who I am, you can't just approach me any kind of way. Don't mean that I'm not meek. Don't mean that I'm not lowly, but you got to understand, as your creator, I'm your everything. But it's not my nature to be puffed up. It's not my nature to put something on you that you can't bear. I have a weak spot for the fatherless, the widow, and the homeless, those that are downtrodden, those that are taken advantage of. I don't get excited about those that have power. I don't get excited about those that have riches, those that think they're all that in a bag of chips. I don't get excited about them. I get excited about those ones that are in need, because they are being taken advantage of. They're not being looked at. That's who excites me. And for all them that are the world and life has just gotten to be heavy on them, if they bring it to me, I will take that burden from them and I promise to give them rest. I promise to give you rest who love me. Don't ever think that I'm going to let you get stretched out like an overstretched rubber band where you never go back to where you work. Because, see, we can let a job or a spouse, family, a friend, we can let them stress us to the point that, you know what, they take us through some things, and emotionally we just get stretched. You have stretched me. You got on my last nerve. And this relationship is never going to be the same because you have just worn me out. For the most part, I says, I won't do that to you. Come to me, you that labor and are heavy laden. Whatever that burden is, I will take it from you and I will give you rest. This is a promise. Yah promises that his love is unfailing. Go to the book of Psalms. Psalms 34. And let's get verse 17. Yah promises that his love is unfailing. But you got to understand that perfect love, if you didn't love your child perfectly, when they did something that could hurt them and you didn't stop them, or they were doing something that, some behavior that was not desirable and you didn't correct them, you wouldn't really love them. And when the Most High says, whom I chastise, that I love. And if you don't chastise me, you don't love me. He says, my love don't fail. I'm never going to stop caring about you. I'm never going to stop chastising you unless you do something that takes you outside of that. The righteous, Psalm 34, 17. The righteous cry, and Yah hear it, and deliver them out of all their troubles. And I think I got the wrong verse for that. I will find the verse that I was looking for that. That's not it. Probably the wrong thing. Yah promises to hear from heaven and forgive us our sins. Let me make a note to look up this scripture. One moment, please. Yah promises to hear from heaven and to forgive sin, and to heal our land. All we got to do is be faithful and obedient and do what he says. He promises he will do this. He promises this throughout all time for us. When I kick you out of the land because you have been disobedient, if you will repent and turn back to me with your whole heart, I will bring you back. When I scatter you in amongst all the nations of the world, when you return to me with your whole heart, I will take you back. Second Chronicles, chapter 7, verse 14. The book of Second Chronicles, chapter 7, verse 14. If my people, which are called by my name, shall humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then will I hear from heaven. This is a promise. If you do these things, I promise you, I will hear your prayers. And I will forgive your sins. And I will heal your land. That starts with the people. He promises that if we just do these things. So it's not empty promises. And not empty words. If you do this, if you humble yourself, if you pray, if you seek my face, turn from your wicked ways, I will hear from heaven. I will not turn my head away from you. I will not be, you know how if somebody don't want to hear you, they turn away from you? That's what the Messiah had done to us at one time. I don't want to hear nothing you got to say. I'm surprised they don't say, I won't give you the hand. Look at the hand. I will hear from heaven and forgive your sin We are a people who are in trouble. He's telling us what to do right here. Humble yourself. Pray. Seek my face. Turn from your wicked ways. Then, that's an if condition. It's if, then, usually. And that first, so when you get one of those conditional clauses, if, and then you got to look at the then. If my people will do this, then I will do this. In computer programming, we call it an if-then clause. If this condition is true, then do this. If this condition is false, then do that. Else, do this. Moses says, if my people, which are called by my name, he identifies who it is. If they shall humble themselves, if they shall pray, if they shall seek my face, if they shall turn from their wicked ways, then will I hear from heaven. I promise to hear you. I promise to listen to you. I promise to turn my eyes back towards you. I promise to forgive your sins. These are promises. They're not unconditional promises. None of them are. Because he first starts off and says, I love them that love me. And if you love me, you will keep my commandments. So it's not unconditional. Got to do this. But he says, my word won't fail. You might fail. The planet might fail. The sun in the sky might fail. But my word will never fail. You can take this to the bank and count on it. Walk on it. Bank on it. My word won't fail. My promises won't fail. Yah promises to help us. We just have to be asking for it. And have done those things that are in Chronicles, 2 Chronicles chapter 7, verse 14. Isaiah, the book of Isaiah chapter 41. The book of Isaiah, chapter 41, verse 13. For I, Yah, thy Elohim, will uphold thy right hand, saying unto thee, fear not, I will help thee. If Yah is helping you, what more help do you need? You don't need any more help than that. He says, if we will just do what he says to do, I promise I will help you. We can walk in this. Believe it. Be encouraged by it. Be uplifted by it. For those he loves, this is what he's going to do. He has promised it already. Hold on just a second. Let us go to, for those that he loves, for those that love him, his love will not be shaken. Can't shake someone loose from us. He won't do anything. You don't have to doubt anything. Isaiah chapter 54. The book of Isaiah chapter 54. Let's get verse 10. For the mountains shall depart and the hills shall be removed, but my kindness shall not depart from thee. Neither shall the covenant of my peace be removed, saith Yah that has mercy on thee. The mountains can be shaken and they can be removed. They can depart, become flat land, the hills be removed, but my kindness will not depart from thee. Neither will it shall the covenant of my peace be removed. You can't beat that. The mountains have been here from the beginning. Mosiah saying, hey, they can depart. They can be gone. They can be removed. But my kindness shall not depart from you. My kindness won't depart from you. My love will be shaken for you. My peace won't be removed from you. For those that love me, this one I threw in here, for those who may be listening and they may have some doubts. John 3:36, let's go there. Because this is a promise. His wrath is on those that don't believe. That's a promise. John 3:36. He that believeth on the Son has everlasting life. And he that believeth not on the Son shall not see life. But the wrath of Elohim abides on him. That's a promise to all those who want to believe in something else. For all those who don't believe that this is real. For all those who don't love him. The wrath of Elohim abides on them. That's a promise. And you can take it as a promise that it don't abide on you who love him. That's a promise. It's a promise that you're going to get everlasting life and not in the lake, but an everlasting life of peace and joy. He promises. If we confess our sins, he is faithful to forgive them. John chapter 1. The book of John chapter 1 and verse 9. Just a second. Confess our sins. He is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. In context, if we love him, we're not going to willfully sin. And we might commit ignorant sins. Because who in their right mind or who that truly loves somebody will openly offend them, knowing do something that openly offends them when they know it offends them. If you truly love them, you're not going to do that. You might do something ignorantly. Oh, I'm sorry, I didn't know that that offended you. I didn't even know you cared about something like that. I won't do it again. This is what the Most High is saying in this verse. If we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us our sins. We know from the scripture that means we're not practicing willful sin. Because willful sin can't be forgiven. You just have to put yourself at his mercy. Under the law of willful sin, you die. He says, but if you ignorantly sin and you confess your sin, I am true. I promise I'll forgive you. If you got any ignorant sin, or the first time that you come to me, the first time you come to me, and you got all this sin, and you understand what it is, and you confess it, I will forgive you. Whatever it is, that's a one-time offer, and people be trying to take advantage of it. But his promise is, when you first come to me, I don't care what you've done, unless you blaspheme the Holy Spirit, I will forgive it. I don't care how many men you kill. I don't care what you've done. There's only one unforgivable sin. So when you first come to me and you confess it, I'll forgive you. Any of it and all of it. After that, if you confess your sin, then it can't be willful sin. I'm not forgiving that. And he never promised that. That's why I'm clarifying it. He never promised that. So the first time you come to him, I accept you as my Savior. Anything and everything that you've done, I'll forgive. Confess it, and I'll forgive it. After that, you can bring me some your ignorance. And I will, and if you confess it, I will, I promise to forgive it. This is a promise. You just got to know what the promise is. Because, as I said, people will take this verse and try to use it their whole life. Been fornicating their whole life, and every time they fornicate, oh, Lord, forgive me. Oh, Jesus, you got to forgive me. He said, no, you knew what you were doing. I ain't forgiving that. The first time you came to me, it was good. I don't care how many women you were with or how many men you were with, I forgave it. It was done, just like it's clean. I promised you that. Now that you know right from wrong, you can't bring me that if you know it's wrong. I don't promise I'm going to forgive you for that. But if it's ignorant and you confess it, I'll forgive you that, I promise. Let's keep going. God promises to instruct us. He promises to teach us. He promises to give us counsel. To those he loves, he promises these things. Psalms chapter 32. The book of Psalms chapter 32. Verse 8. I will instruct thee and teach thee in the way which thou should go. I will guide thee with mine eye. If Yah is looking out for you, can't nothing take you by surprise. Can't nothing attack you without him knowing about it and warning you. I will instruct you. I will teach you. When you read this word, you should be asking the Most High to instruct you and to teach you. Says he will. If you lack wisdom, ask me and I will give you wisdom. I will instruct you. I will teach you in the way which thou shalt go. Yah promises us long life. Long life. Exodus chapter 20. The book of Exodus chapter 20, verse 12. Honor thy father and thy mother, that thy days may be long upon the land which Yah thy Elohim giveth thee. I promise you, if you honor your mother and your father, I will give you long life. I will give you long days. Don't be disrespectful to them. That's why it's important that you teach your children. That's why it says when we are getting back into the children on spiritual wellness, that we are not to abuse our children. We're not to bring them to the point that they get angry. So that they can honor us and that they can have long life. Because if they dishonor us, they may not have as long a life as they would have had. You know, your years might have been 85. Because you dishonored your parents, your days are 55. Or your days are 40. Depends upon what you did. But he promises that if you honor your mother and your father, your days shall be long. The Most High promises us that he will make our path straight. You walking around here all crazy, like a drunk, staggering here, staggering there, physically, mentally, spiritually. Book of Proverbs. The book of Proverbs, chapter 3, and verse 5. Trust in Yah with all thine heart, and lean not to thine own understanding. In all thy ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct thy path. In everything acknowledge him. Trust him with your whole heart. You know, how many times y'all got to say, I want your whole heart? My promises are based upon you giving me your whole heart. And if you serve me with your whole heart, my promises are true. I will direct thy path. You won't fall into any hole. You won't hit any booby trap. I will go before you. So he promises to make our path straight. Now we stay on the straight and narrow. He says, I will guard your mind. I will guard your heart. I will lead you in the right way. I will direct your path. This is a promise. Yeah, I says, I will make your steps firm. And though you stumble, you will not fall. Let's go to the book of Psalms, chapter 37. Psalms, chapter 37. And let's get verse 23. The book of Psalms, chapter 37, verse 23. The steps of a good man are ordered by Yah, and he delighted in his way. Though he fall, he shall not be utterly cast down, for Yah upholdeth him with his hand. So Yah says the steps of a good man are ordered by him, and he delights in his way. And though he fall, he shall not utterly be cast down. You can stumble, but you're not going to fall. But Yah upholds him with his right hand. Yah is the one that has you. He's the one that's holding you up. He's the one that's keeping you secure. He promises that he will do this. I will hold you up. I will not let you fall down. You might stumble, but I'm going to catch you. I'm going to make sure you don't fall. Yah promises to meet all of our needs. Go to Philippians chapter 4. The book of Philippians chapter 4. Verse 19. But my Elohim shall supply all your needs according to his riches in glory by Yeshua HaMashiach. I will supply all your needs. You know, sometimes we can just do foolish things. And we feel like maybe Yah is not with us, but maybe we're doing foolish things. He gave it to us, but we misused it. So we have to be good stewards. He says, I will supply all your needs. That's a promise. And when it looks like it's not being met, all you got to do is go ask. Yah, you said you would do this. Said you will supply all my needs. You didn't say want. All your what? Needs. There's a difference between a need and a want. And sometimes you go to the Most High with our wants. And he might tell you, you don't need that. But I want it. But you don't need it, so I ain't giving it to you. Yah promises that we love him. No weapon formed against us shall prosper. It's a promise. You don't have to worry about your enemy. You don't have to worry about anything. Isaiah chapter 54. The book of Isaiah chapter 54, verse 17. No weapon that is formed against thee shall prosper, and every tongue that shall rise against thee in judgment thou shalt condemn. This is the heritage of the servants of Yah, and their righteousness is in me, saith Yah. This is the heritage of the servants of Yah. No weapon formed against thee shall prosper. This is a promise. It is the heritage of the servants of Yah. And if anybody speaks anything evil against you, you shall condemn that. Against the injustice, thou shalt condemn. Yah condemns them because they spoke evil against his anointed. So no weapon formed against it. We hear that record. But it's for his servant, for those that love him and keep his commandments. No weapon formed against you can prosper. And they might think to do you harm, but it'll go back on them. They might talk wickedly about you, but it will return and condemn them. Yah will call them. So this is the heritage of my servants, and their righteousness is in me. If our righteousness is in the Most High, you don't get any more righteous than that. If it is Yah that justifies us, who can come against us? It's a promise, and all we got to do is step into it. Believe it. Walk in it. It says, love me and keep my commandments. If you love me, you will keep my commandments. He promises not to blot out of our names, to blot our names out of the book of life. If we love him and keep his commandments. Revelation chapter 6. The book of Revelation chapter 3, verse 5. He that overcometh, the same shall be clothed in white raiment, and I will not blot out his name out of the book of life, but I will confess his name before my Father and before his angels. This is a promise. I'm not going to blot your name out of the book of life. I will confess your name before the Father and before his angel. A promise. If you overcome. If you love me. If you love him and you keep his commandments, you're going to overcome. And this promise will be fulfilled in you. He promises to be our life and our salvation. Psalms chapter 27 and 1. The book of Psalms, chapter 27 and verse 1. Yah is my life and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? Yah is the strength of my life. Of whom shall I be afraid? He promises that he's going to be our life and our salvation. He promises that he's going to be our strength. He promises that he will help us. He promises that he will go before us. To those that he loves and those that love him, promises to be our refuge and not to ever forsake us. I will never leave you or forsake you. Psalms chapter 9. The book of Psalms, chapter 9, verses 9 and 10. Yah also will be a refuge for the oppressed, a refuge in the times of trouble. And they that know thy name will put their trust in thee. For thou, Yah, hast not forsaken them that seek thee. He promises this, I'll be your refuge. When you're oppressed, I'll be your refuge when you're in trouble. And they that know thy name and put their trust in him, Yah has promised that he will not forsake us that seek him. So when we find ourselves oppressed or in trouble, you should put your trust in him. And he promises that he will be your refuge. He promises he won't forsake you. Yah promises us peace. The book of Philippians, chapter 4. The book of Philippians, chapter 4, starting in verse 6. Be careful for nothing, but in everything, by prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, let your request be made known unto Elohim. And the peace of Elohim, which passes all understanding, so keep your hearts and minds through Yeshua HaMashiach. So be careful for nothing, But in everything, by prayer and supplication, and with thanksgiving, thank you, God. Let your request be made known to Elohim. And he promises that the peace of Elohim, which surpasses all understanding, shall keep your hearts and minds through Mashiach. Finally, brethren, whatsoever things are true, verse 8, whatsoever things are honest, whatsoever things are just, whatsoever things are pure, whatsoever things are lovely, whatsoever things are good, of a good report, if there be any virtue, if there be any praise, think on these things. Those things which you have both learned and received and heard and seen in me, do. And the Elohim of peace shall be with you. Think on those things, whatsoever things are true, whatsoever things are honest, whatsoever things are just, whatsoever things are pure, whatsoever things are lovely, whatsoever things are of good report. If there be any virtue and if there be any praise, think on those things. Don't be thinking about lies and deceit and covetousness, but think on those things that are pure and honest and true. And the Elohim of peace will give you peace. You won't have to worry. If you've been scheming, trying to get over, and always, you know, doing something, lying and cheating, you're not thinking on those things that are pure. You're not thinking on those things that are honest or lovely. The peace of Elohim won't be with you. You know, because when you do those other things, you know you're not in right relationship with them, and you can have no peace. You can choose to blot him out, block him out of your mind, but you know that he's going to come back in. And you can't be at peace. But when you do those things and think on those things that are lovely, think on those things that are true, honest, just, pure, of good report, when that's where your heart and your mind is, you can have the peace of Elohim, and he will give you peace. He will not trouble your mind. He will not give you guilt. He promises that. If you live an upright life before him, he will give you peace, and he'll give you perfect peace. Let's go to John chapter 16. The book of John, chapter 16 and verse 33. These things I have spoken unto you, that in me you might have peace. In the world you shall have tribulation, but be of good cheer. I have come. I have overcome the world. Messiah, I will give you peace. The promise. The book of Isaiah chapter 23. The book of Isaiah chapter 23. Thou will keep him in perfect peace, whose mind is stayed on thee, because he trusteth in thee. If you trust in the Most High, he will give you perfect peace. You won't be troubled. Mind your own business. Stay out of all this other stuff. Focus on him, and he will give you peace. Okay, let's do this. Take a short break. I'm going to play a song, and I'll be right back. Thank you. give me 2 minutes. I guess there's no song gonna play. Right back.
On a scale from 1 to 3, how deep do you want this album to be? On a scale from 1 to 3, how deep do you want this album to be? Tell me. On a scale from 1 to 3, how deep you want this album to be? 5. Y'all want deep. This is deep.
Yeah.
and amen, amen. I think that song should it should touch somebody. I know some people will be going through cycles, and I think the one verse in that song that made me gravitate to it was, "The devil learns from your mistakes, even when you don't. That's how he knows how to keep you going to cycles. Because a lot of times we don't learn. Most God promises us prosperity and to give us hope and a future. This is a promise to us. Go to the book of Jeremiah. The book of Jeremiah, chapter 29, verse 11. "For I know the thoughts that I think towards you, saith Yah, thoughts of peace and not of evil, to give you an expected end." Your expectation in the Most High should be what he has promised you. "I expect that I'm going to receive everything that you promised." His promise and his thoughts toward us are peace and not evil. For those of us that love him and for those that he loves, he promises us, if we resist the devil, he will flee. Well, you don't have to fight it. Just resist him. The book of James, chapter 4. The book of James, chapter 4, verse 7. "Submit yourself, therefore, to Elohim. Resist the devil, and he will flee from you." He promises that. The devil ain't got no business hanging around your house. All you got to do is resist it. Get out of here to that evil spirit. You don't have a place here. In the name of Elohim, in the name of Yeshua HaMashiach, depart. It must depart. Resist him. He must flee. The Most High promised through Mashiach that he would set us free. The promise. We've already talked about this a little bit. Let's go to John chapter 8, verse 36. The book of John chapter 8, verse 36. "If the Son therefore shall make you free, you shall be free indeed." Free from all sin. Free from anything that was enslaved. He promised to give us the strength and the power to do so, to resist the devil, to set us free. The book of Isaiah, chapter 40. The book of Isaiah, chapter 40, verse 29. "He giveth power to the saints, and to them that have no might, he increaseth strength." Most times it is, you ain't going to faint. You ain't going to wither. You ain't going to fall down. I'm going to help you. I'm going to strengthen you. If you feel like you're weak, call on the Most High. If you feel like you can't go on, call on the Most High. Because he will strengthen you. He will give you power. He will increase your might. He will strengthen and uphold us. He promises to strengthen and uphold us. Isaiah chapter 41, starting in verse 10. Isaiah 41, verse 10. "Fear you not, for I am with thee. Be not dismayed, for I am thy Elohim. I will strengthen thee. Yea, I will help thee. Yea, I will uphold thee with the right hand of my righteousness." He promises to do that if we don't fear, if we ask him, if we seek him, "I will help thee. I will strengthen thee with my hand don't uphold you. This is a problem. If you don't walk in fear, if you love him, if you keep his commandments, he promises to be wherever we go. Let's go to Joshua chapter 1. The book of Joshua chapter 1, verse 9. Have not I commanded thee? Be strong and of good courage. Didn't I command you? Didn't I tell you that? That's what I tell people. Everywhere else you read this stuff, he's not saying he's commanding you. But really, he's commanding you, even if it don't say command. It's a command. Be strong and of good courage. Be not afraid, neither be thou dismayed. These are commandments. Don't be afraid. Don't be discouraged. Be of good courage. Don't be dismayed. For Yahweh Elohim is with thee, whithersoever thou goest. Wherever you go, know that he's with you. He promises to be there. That's why he says, don't fear. If you know he's with you, then don't fear. Don't be dismayed. Be strong and of a good courage. Haven't I told you already? Haven't I commanded you not to be weak, not to be scary or to fear? I'm with you wherever you go. I promise you. God says, if we fear him, if we keep his commandments, if we don't walk in fear, he promises that he will open up the gates of heaven. If we are faithful and we do what he says to do, to pay our tithes, to give him offerings, that I promise you I will open up the windows of heaven for you. Bring you all the tithes into the storehouse. We're in Malachi chapter 3, the book of Malachi, chapter 3, verse 10. He promises it. Bring you all the tithes into the storehouse, that there may be meat in my house. And prove me now herewith. Prove me, saith Yahweh, if I will not open you the windows of heaven and pour you out a blessing, that there shall not be room enough to receive it. I'm going to bless you so well you can't receive it all. You have to be giving stuff away. The Most High has blessed me so richly, I got more than I need, way more than I need here. You take this and here, you take that. You need some of this, you need some of that. Yeah, the Most High has blessed me to see if I won't open up the windows of heaven and do that. I promise you I'll do that if you will be faithful in your tithes to me, if you will be faithful in your love toward me, if you will keep my commandments, be obedient. I promise you I'll do this. I'll save you from your enemies. I promise I'll save you from your enemies. You won't even know their enemies. And I'll save you from them. And those that you do know, you call upon me, I will save you from them. Go to the book of Psalms, chapter 18. The book of Psalms, chapter 18. Let's get verse 3. I will call upon Yah, who is worthy to be praised. So shall I be saved from my enemies. I promise you, if you call upon me, those that I love, those that keep my commandments, I promise you, if you call upon me, I will save you from your enemies. He promised that we shall not perish, but that we shall have eternal life. Let's go to John 3:16, the book of John, chapter 3, verse 16. The promises of Yah to those that love him, those that keep his commandments. That's who he loves. John 3:16. For Elohim so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. This is a promise. If you believe in him, If you believe in him, then you're going to do what he says to do. He says, keep my commandments. If you love me, keep my commandments. If you believe in him, you're going to do it. Then he promises you that. You will not perish, but you shall receive everlasting life. He promises. When we are weak, he'll step in and be strong for us. This is a promise. So, you know, we ain't got to try to be all of that. We just got to serve him and not serve him in fear. There's a difference between being fearful and being weak. You can be weak with strength and be, you know, have just a strong and strong courage, but you are weak physically. 2 Corinthians chapter 12. The book of 2 Corinthians chapter 12. We're going to get verses 9 and 10. 2 Corinthians chapter 12, verses 9 and 10. And he said unto me, my grace is sufficient for thee, for my strength is made perfect in weakness. Yah says his strength is made perfect in your weakness. Most gladly, therefore, will I rather glory in my infirmity, for the power of Christ may rest upon me. Therefore, I take pleasure in infirmity, in reproach, in necessity, in persecutions, in distress, for Christ's sake, for Mashiach's sake. But when I am weak, then am I strong. The Most High says he would step in, and he is strong. His strength is made perfect in our weakness. So we shouldn't be trying to solve all these things. We do what we can do, and then we turn it over to him. Most High ain't trying to do all them heavy lifting. Your power is way greater than mine. This is nothing for you. But I'm weak in this thing. He promises that he will add all things unto us. All things unto us, whatever it may be. Let's go to Matthew chapter 6, verse 31. The book of Matthew chapter 6 and verse 31. Matthew chapter 6, verse 31. Therefore, take no thought, saying, what shall we eat, or what shall we drink, or wherewithal shall we be clothed? For after all these things do the Gentiles seek, for your heavenly Father knows what you need of all these things. But seek ye first the kingdom of Elohim. That is the key. Seek you first the kingdom of Elohim, and he promises. Seek you first the kingdom of Elohim and his righteousness, and I promise all these things shall be added unto you. It's a promise. You got to worry about what kind of house you have, what kind of car you have. It says all those things will be added unto you. I want that Benz. I want that BMW. I want that Infiniti. The Most High says, I'm able to add all those things unto you. Whatever it is that you desire. Now, if it's your nature that these things will give you the big head, I ain't give them to you. Well, you'll have a car and you'll have a house and you'll have those things that you are able to handle. Because guess what? Riches and wealth for some people is a curse. Because when they get it, then what they do doesn't bring glory to the Most High. They consume it upon themselves, and they sin with it, and it becomes a curse. He says, seek ye first the kingdom of Elohim and his righteousness, and he promises to add all these things unto you, unto us. Yah promises that he will be with us and fight for us. The Most High is fighting for you. Who else do you need? You don't need nobody else. You don't need the gang. You don't need your clique. You don't even need your brothers and your sisters. Yah be fighting for you. Go to Isaiah chapter 43. The book of Isaiah, chapter 43. And let's get verse 2. Isaiah 43 and 2. When thou passest through the water, I will be with thee. Waters also represent people. And through the river, they shall not overflow thee. When thou walkest through the fire, thou shalt not be burned. Neither shall the flames kindle upon thee. Most High says, He'll be with us when we're going through this stuff. I will be with you. I'm not going to let any harm come to you. I promise you. Exodus chapter 14. Exodus chapter 14, verse 14. Yah shall fight for you, and you shall hold your peace. I ain't got to fight. Yah don't fight for me. I'm going to sit right over here and watch him do his thing because he loves me. And I love him. So your enemies can be over there like they'd be plotting, whatever. Why are you so calm? Because you don't know what's about to happen. Y'all about to clean your crop and you don't know. Y'all will make us wet and raise us up if we're sick. The book of James, chapter 5. The book of James, chapter 5. We'll get verses 14 and 15. James chapter 5, verses 14 and 15. Is any sick among you, let him call the elders of the church and let them pray over him, anointing him with oil in the name of Yah. And the prayer of faith shall save the sick, and Yah shall raise him up. And if he have committed sin, Yah shall forgive him. He promised they shall be forgiven if we do what he says to do. When you're sick in your body, who should you be calling to pray for you? The elders. And then Yah promises that he will heal you and raise you up. And if you have committed sin, that's what got you sick, he'll forgive you. You see, a lot of times we don't know, we don't realize that it's the sin in our life that has us sick. Sin sick, not just sick of sinning, but sick from sin. And Yah says, if that's the case, then I will heal you, raise you up, and forgive your sin. He promises. Yah will renew our strength. I will renew you. Let's go to Isaiah 40. The book of Isaiah, chapter 40. And let's get verse 31. Isaiah chapter 40, verse 31. But they that wait upon Yah shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings as eagles. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint. Yah promises that, hey, I'm going to be your source. I'm going to renew your strength. When you think that you can't go any further, you ain't going to even, you mentally or physically, you might think you can't go any further, but I'm going to renew your strength. You won't faint. You won't get weary. Yah promises to do this for us. It is nothing that we can't do in him, and there's nothing that we can't, that we should be saying, oh, well, you know what? I'm getting tired. I'm getting tired of doing this. I'm getting tired of the Most High's work. He says, how are you getting tired when I'm renewing you? How are you getting tired when I'm not letting you think? Is it just that you don't want to do this? Yah says, I don't understand what you're saying. I'm renewing you and not letting you get tired. Yah promises that he works for the good of them that love him. Romans chapter 8. The book of Romans chapter 8. And this will be our last one. The book of Romans chapter 8. Yah works for the good of those that love him. Romans chapter 8, verse 20. And we know that all things work together for the good to them that love Elohim, to them who are the called according to his purpose. So you got to love Elohim. He has to love you. And all things work for the good. Whatever you put in your hands to, he's giving you favor. You're going into this situation. You don't know how it's going to turn out. You know how it's going to turn out. It's going to turn out in your favor. You're going into a business meeting, into a meeting with your boss, whatever. And you don't know what's going to be said. You don't know how they're going to come against you or for you. But the Most High has already guaranteed that it's going to work out in your favor. You go into the bank. You got a less than stellar credit score. You need whatever you're going for. Yah will make sure that it works out in your favor. Because he knows that you love him. And that he loves you. And he is good. His promises are yea and amen. My promises are good, and you can amen them, because you can count on them. With that being said, I pray that you take this lesson, this precept. Doesn't cover everything, but understand that the Most High loves you. And those that he loves, he makes promises to. And those that he makes promises to, he makes good on those promises. You just have to not ever doubt, ever doubt, because you can't doubt. Can't doubt me. My word is good. My promises are good. Know what they are. Step into them. God, you promised to help. I believe you're going to help. I believe your word. I'll wait on your help. I ain't going to try to solve this by myself. I need your favor, because you have told me that all things work for the good to those of them that love you. And those of them that love you will keep your commandments. So take this word. Use it. Chew on it. Ingest it. Live on it. The promises of Yah. Because they are good. And they are sure. And no matter what we're going through, no matter what we're fighting against, if we're doing the fighting, we're in the wrong to begin with, because we should have gave it to him, number one. And number two, we have to count on him in everything. We have to seek him out in everything. What is your will? What is your will for me in this situation? Let it be known to me. Send me a word. If you're not going to tell me directly, send me somebody to tell me. Let that little child tell me. I don't care. I need to hear from you. I need to know what is your will for me. Let's bow our heads. Yah Elohim, we know we come before you, Father. Humble, meek, as you are, Father. We know that your word is good. It's better than good. It is perfect. And we know that if we believe and trust in you, if we love you and we keep your commandments, you promise that your promises are sure to us. Not one of them, not some of them, but all of them. And Father, we believe you with our whole heart that your promises are good. Your word is good. And shall not one of your promises fail. Father, we thank you. We thank you. Let us give the Most High a hand clap of praise, even right now.
Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Thank you for your promises, Father. Thank you for your word. Thank you for your assurance, Father. Hallelujah. We believe you with our whole heart, Father, that your word is good, the
promises. For those that tell me, hallelujah. They wait for all the good. We believe your word, Father. We believe your word. We believe you, Father. We trust in you, Holy. With all our hearts, with all our being. And we will not doubt, Father. We thank you even now for all your promises that we know of. And for all the ones that we don't know of, Father. Make them known to us. That we might believe on them in every word that you have spoken. That we will walk in. And that you will bless us. And you will be and work out everything in our favor. Because we love you and you love us. These things we pray in Yeshua HaMashiach's precious name. Amen and amen. All right. Join us in the morning, 10 a.m. Central Standard Time. I don't know what the precept's going to be yet. I think I know what I'm going to do tomorrow night, but the Most High will give me for tomorrow night. I don't know what he'll give me for in the morning. But we will be here. So may the Most High encamp his angels around you. May they keep you safe from all hurt and harm, seen and unseen. And until we meet again, remember, I love you. Remember that the promises of Yah are yea and nay, they are good, and that Yah loves you. Shalom. Need a hand, 'cause I'm just a man. You're always.